Richard Battle, thanks for helping me get into the hour. How are you? Thanks for being in our studios.
I'm doing great, and I really appreciate the opportunity to visit.
Do you now you can listen to us on Alexa and Google at home. You live outside of Austin, Texas. That's home to you.
That's correct, and we do listen, and especially the days that I'm on with y'all, I listen to the whole program to get a flavor of what you're speaking about, and enjoyed while I was driving over from Maine this morning listening to your guests previously.
Well, you're an author and someone who's lived a little bit, and we're going to talk about some of your struggles, and I thank you for sharing them, because I have a theory we all have struggles in life. We just don't know when they're going to come, but what's your constructive critique? What are we doing right or wrong here?
Well, on the program or
the program,
life? Or,
program.
Well, I love the discussion because it's an in-depth, logical discussion of facts. And it's not talking points based on a political party or persuasion or partisanship. And so it's common sense. And William F. Buckley years ago said he'd rather be governed by the first 435 people in the New York phone book than Congress. And I tell people that I believe that my definition of the swamp is we're being governed by career politicians, for career lobbyists, by career bureaucrats, and protected by career media.
Well, you just hit a nail square in the head. That's put very well. You know, the success of politics today in Washington, I was told, is how long you're in office, how long you can just stay there, power. Isn't that sad?
Well, it's very sad, and I'm a believer in the country as founded. And I believe in citizenship, leadership. George Washington set the example for everyone. You go from your home, you serve, and then you go back home.
Yeah.
And until World War II, it was pretty much that way. And then the power and money that's been involved has come to where these people will only go out of office feet first. And that's a nonpartisan thing because both parties do it.
You're right, and it's led to a big disconnect with the heartland of America and Washington, correct?
Well, yes, because they think they're the ruling class and we're the subjects.
Yeah, we're the fools out here.
And we have to assert our citizenship if we want to retain our citizenship and freedom. And one of the things that I've advocated for a good while now is we have what I call discouragement fatigue. And people are so tired of the pandemic and political issues and things of this nature, and they don't think they can make a difference. And I believe we can all make a difference, but none of us can do everything. And so right. I advocate for people, find one thing you're passionate about and apply yourself to it. And if enough of us do that on one thing, then we will retake the country with citizen leadership.
It's almost like pushing a rock slowly. Just pick a spot and keep pushing steadily, right? And if you get enough people pushing, it might move.
That's absolutely right.
Richard Battle, Life's Daily Treasure. I want to talk about that book in a moment. 366 Doses of Hope, Optimism, Personal Growth, and Encouragement. I'm going to say this because it's not patronizing because you're here, but Corey Iles, we get a lot of books sent to us from people. We've had, what, two authors on yesterday. We had MP Woodward on today, the handler. Corey, really, she's been enjoying this. She's really said she started because she knew you're coming in, so she's enjoying it.
Well, as soon as we got the book, I opened it, and it's something I've never seen before. I mean, it really gets you thinking. And my favorite part is at the bottom. I mean, it talks about like the historical part of the day. It's broken into every day, but the end is Richard's thoughts. Mm. And it's so motivational. It really gets you thinking. You know, I mean, there's so many things in life that we can't control. So many different things that we wish were different, or we wish we were here at this point in our lives. And it kind of just makes you think.
It does. And I remember years ago, A Purpose Driven was written by a minister. And what Richard's done here is he's allowed at the bottom of his pages personal observances to, you know, for you to kind of make notes as
and
you
it's
read the book.
It's great because you can look back at this year after year and kind of feel and kind of look at, okay, well, maybe things have changed.
Well, I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Oh, I think it's fantastic.
Now, Richard, I have another theory. I don't know if you agree with me or not, but I think you might. I think sometimes wisdom and humility come from struggles and pain and scars. Am I right or wrong?
Well, absolutely. And I've had some terrific successes in my life, but I've had some bumps in the road like we all do, some different than others, But those keep us humble. And I think humility is another thing we're missing in elected officials. I really appreciate the comments about Life's Daily Treasure. And the genesis of it, to me, because it's so unique, was 2 years ago when we had the people rioting in the streets. People were the political issues, the pandemic. And I was so sick and tired of people pulling down statues and trashing the country. And these are people that never created anything but complain about everything. And if even if somebody did something fantastic, if they did one little mistake, they were canceled.
Yeah.
And so I was looking for
anti-American.
Things.
We were the problem. America.
Yes. Yeah. And so I was looking for things that would inspire and lift me and give me a positive outlook every day. And I had the inspiration one day, well, if these things are helping you, they will help other people. And as Corey said, it's very uniquely constructed, and the literary people have a difficulty with it because it doesn't fit the normal categories. But every day, all 31 days of the month, each day has a subject. So today's Fearless, for example, the 7th of the month. And so there's an inspirational quote. There's two motivational quotes, and then I have three listings that are a birthday of a great American, a great American achievement, and then a fun fact, a national day, like today's National Chocolate Ice Cream Day. And so the whole hope is that each day a reader will look at it for a minute or two, and it'll give them positive thoughts, make them think. And Oliver Wendell Holmes said years ago, said a man's mind once expanded with a new idea cannot return to its previous state. And so in this book, there's 2,196 entries. And all it takes is one entry that really grabs the reader and changes their thought process and can totally change their lives.
And that's pretty much, as the customer or the reader, how Corey articulated it for her. Richard, before we go to a break, we're going to have you stick around. Richard Battle, lifelong Texas, Texas native and resident. You lost a child.
Yes, I lost my only son, and he died in his crib when he was 9 months old, totally unexpected, never had a fever, never sick, and in the blink of an eye, gone.
You wrote about it.
Yes, and that was not my intent. My grief process was studying scripture, reading books about loss of a child, and journaling, and 5 months after I lost my son, a friend in church lost his son, and I copied and gave them copies of my journaling, and they suggested I write that, and that was the book Surviving Grief by God's Grace.
Something we could all learn from. Hold the Thought, Richard Battle, Life's Daily Treasure, his latest book. He's in. He's over in Ogunquit in Maine, staying on the coast, and up in Kennebunkport, enjoying that, and maybe we'll make his way over to Kittery and York and Portsmouth, and he's on vacation, and I'm glad he stopped into the studios. He's been a listener and a contributor and a guest in the past, and he's up here in person, back on Good Morning New Hampshire, home for the 1K a day payday, back on Good Morning New Hampshire. Hey, Alexa. Hey, Google. The Pulse of an H. Back in a moment. Before we let Richard Battle go back on his vacation over to the coast, he's in our studios, author of the book Life's Daily Treasure, lifelong Texas resident, and you think of, you know, the families. You lost a child. You wrote a book about it. And you think of Uvalde and that teacher this morning we heard who's 11 kids in his classroom, told them to make pretend they're asleep, and the murderer still killed them. And what is some of the healing messages people can learn from your book here on when you think of the victims in Uvalde or Buffalo or Newtown? What do you share, Richard?
Well, and the similarities to my loss from what they're going through, first, it's not normal for a child to pass before a parent. And the other thing was, it was unexpected and sudden. And that's what I experienced. And so it sends you into a shock. And one of the greatest lessons I learned that helped me, and hopefully it can help your listeners, is normally when we suffer adversity, the first thing we ask is, why me? And why me, in my opinion, it looks in the past, it looks at only ourselves, and until we can get past why me, we cannot do anything productive, grow, or help anybody else. And what I learned, the right question for me is what now? In other words, I've experienced this adversity. I'm not special. Everybody has adversity. What am I supposed to learn from this, and how am I supposed to help others so that I get one adversity for one lesson. I don't want to have two adversities for one lesson. And what I found was when I thought about myself, I hurt more. But when I thought about helping others, I hurt less. Mm-hmm. And that looks into the future. And once we start looking into the future, even if we're hurting, we can grow and help others and get over the grief much faster.
Yeah, I've learned that from a lot of the military and veteran advocacy when I've talked to some veterans who are very selfless, especially in the Navy SEAL community or some of the special operatives and friends that I've got to know, and I'm humbled to call them friends and I consider them friends. We talk weekly, and one of the things they have taught me over the years is transference of yourself to the person next to you, whether it's anxiety, hurt, frustration, anger. But if you stop thinking about yourself and more about the person next to you, and I said, wow, and they go, that's what keeps us alive. That's what kept us alive, is you had a greater allegiance to your teammates than yourself. And when you start to learn what that means, and it's not just a quick thing, it takes time, right? To really understand what that means, it can take a long time, right?
Well, absolutely. And it's so difficult because we, especially the men, have been trained to try to be in control and be independent and take charge. And Corey mentioned it earlier about not being able to control things. Well, I learned when I lost my son that I'm in control of very, very little. Mm. But I also learned through my faith that I was appreciative that my God is in control and I can trust him to take better care of me than I deserve. And I feel badly for people who don't have a faith, don't have anything to look forward to or a hope, because when they go through adversity and this world is all they have, it creates hopelessness.
I wonder sometimes, because I don't want to preach here, but I share with some folks what I think and feel. But my own moments where the scars were formed of losing loved ones or something else at a young age, I've learned that if I didn't believe in something bigger than myself, I don't think I'd be sitting here doing a radio show today. I really don't. I don't know how someone, and I've said that friends of mine or relatives where I've been asked to say a few words at a eulogy, which is a very unusual, rare thing to do. When you love someone, you get up there and you think, and that someone's asked you to do that. And one of the things I've said is I may not know much about much, but I do know, and I think Richard Battle, you'll agree with this, that at the end of life, whatever it is, and J-Dog alluded to it during the break in a whimsical way, but he was right. At the end of it, it's not your bank account and the things you thought you controlled. It's not how many cars were in the driveway, if you had a boat or two homes or one home, or how many square feet your house was, or how many titles or trophies you won, or regional positions you held in your corporation. At the end of it, all that really matters is who's around you, who actually gives a damn and loves you, and who do you love? Because at the end, I have a theory, we all kind of have a half dozen of people. Sometimes we don't, and I think of those who are alone out there, and you want them to know they're not alone. But sometimes we have about, I don't know, six or eight people in our life that we take for granted. But when you're in the hospital bed or you're on the pavement, they tend to be there. They tend to be there. And they'll always be there, but we don't always realize that, do we?
No, not at all. And as I tell people, I'll have people ask how many books I'm selling or this or that. And I'll tell them my calculus is different because I look at more of a end of life or an eternal compensation, if you will, versus an immediate compensation. Mm-hmm. Because the dollars and cents don't make a difference at the end of things. And one of the great examples I like to use is in the movie Broken Trail. Robert Duvall plays an uncle training his nephew how to drive horses on a trail drive before he dies. And the nephew tells him after they have a challenge about the drive is becoming less and less profitable. And Robert Duvall says, "Son, you never measure wealth using money." And I thought that was so profound because, yes, we need money and it helps us to live better lives in some ways, but it is not the thing to measure.
Let me ask you this before we let you go, Richard Battle. You're so gracious and nice to come in. Your book, Life's Daily Treasure, 360 Doses of Hope, Optimism, Personal Growth, and Encouragement. Richard Battle, B-A-T-T-L-E. Corey Isles has already given it a thumbs up. Richard, you shared with me before we went on that you had a successful corporate background. And I want to ask you, when you were in your 30s or 40s pushing that envelope in the corporate success world, did you know then what you know now?
No, absolutely not. And I think the important thing is to be a lifelong learner. Gain experiences, push the envelope, do things you're not comfortable with. And what's amazing to me, I never dreamed I would be doing what I'm doing now. I didn't choose some of the things I'm doing now. Some of them I've been led into, but some of the things I never dreamed would prepare me for them, I experienced when I was younger. And so meaningless jobs are meaningful. I mean, I've done some very dirty jobs growing up, learned lifelong lessons. I wrote a book, The Four-Letter Word That Builds Character, about the first job and lifelong lessons from that. So I encourage young people to learn as much as you can about as many different things as you can every day. Learn something every day.
Yep. And as my late dad used to say, the quiet person across the room may be the one that knows more than the one who's loud and loquacious and bravado telling you about how much money they're worth and how big their boat is.
Well, that's true. And the other thing is some people, everybody moves at different paces. And so some people may be super successful in high school or college or just out, and others are back at the starting line, but they will pass them up over time. And so one of the things I like to tell people is a dream delayed is not a dream denied.
Right.
Because I've had things where I had an earlier chance to do them, and I didn't, and I did them later much more successfully than I would have if I'd done them earlier. So just because something's denied as a dream now, don't give up on it.
Right.
Keep preparing, being ready when the next opportunity comes.
Yeah, I call that time. Life's timetable is not our own sometimes. And J-Dog, I think of Jason Kuhn, who we had on, my friend, Navy SEAL and Defending Freedom podcast, and he shared the story that you love because you love baseball. His dream as a college star pitcher was to play pro baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And it just wasn't someone else's plan. That's what he wanted.
Right.
And it was years later when he joined the Navy and wanted to go to Bud School and become a Navy SEAL that he found out what his real purpose was. It wasn't to be a pro baseball player. It was to be a Navy SEAL. And it just was later in life. And that's a good lesson. Richard, I thank you so much. Is there a main website for all your stuff? Is it richardbattle.com?
Richardbattle.com is the website. You can get signed copies of all the books there. Everything's on Amazon, including Kindle and audio versions as well.
Keep it up. Thank you for the wisdom and the humility.
Thank you for having me, and we're glad to be in New Hampshire today.
And the common sense. I love it. I think Corey's going to go back to Austin with you. She's going to want to learn
road trip.
More.
This whole conversation is extremely motivational to me.
It is.
I'm really enjoying it.
It's also refreshing, isn't it, Corey?
It's very almost, refreshing.
We're glad to hear. We're glad to have you, Richard.
Yes, thank you. You are
J-Dog,
welcome anytime.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
You know, Corey's a, I'll say this quick because it's my show, I guess, our show. Corey's a big fitness person, and she has a healthcare segment. She's always goes to the gym, and she says that's her escape. That's her way to kind of stay healthy, and she's great at it. She's actually competed at it. She's wonderful and very humble. But when I think what she and I were both feeling when you're talking is I think it's medicinal sometimes to hear words that do make us think and pause because we get going so fast and our attention span is so short and everyone's staring at this thing in our hand to see what the next text message is and we don't really think about it all. So thank you for making us think, Richard, and appreciate you coming in.
Right. Thank you.
We're going to take a break. You're home for the 1K Day Payday coming up. Good Morning New Hampshire continues. And Corey, actually, I mentioned your, it's not today, but we're going to get you one of your healthcare segments coming up. Back on Good Morning New Hampshire on this Tuesday, Jack Heath, J-Dog and the boards, Corey Isles, RichardBattle.com. Back in a moment.